That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. The Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair is coming up Saturday, March 16th. If you'd like to be a vendor in the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, you can contact any Norton Eagle Auxiliary member and be the a vendor. It is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th. So make plans to either be a vendor or attend and do some shopping at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair for the Norton Auxiliary. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles People Helping People.
Your KQ&K weather forecast for today: there's a chance of freezing drizzle, widespread dense freezing fog, and it should be cloudy with a high near 32 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of freezing drizzle, widespread dense freezing fog, and it should be cloudy with a low around 28 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Wednesday, there's a chance of freezing drizzle before noon, widespread dense freezing fog, mainly before 9 a.m., and it should be cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 36. On Thursday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 45. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers after noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 43. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 56. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 29 degrees. And the current visibility is 6 miles. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, January 23rd party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, we want to let everybody know, it's very deceiving outside. When you have this freezing fog and stuff, you can't really see what conditions that it's creating. And one of those conditions is it's kind of slippery outside. I salted down our sidewalks, and I noticed that when I got out of my truck also that the rocks in the parking lot were very, very slick. So, you know, it didn't even look like it. If you just look down, they just look normal.
Yeah. Yep.
So you can't even tell. So be very, very cautious driving around town, but also walking on rocks, even on grass can be slick too. So be very, very, very careful, especially while this fog is in the air and it's as cold as it is, getting around, because it is kind of slick outside. So, yeah. Like, what does Gene always say? Walk like a penguin?
Walk like a penguin.
Yep. So I think that's very good advice to take for today. What do you think?
I agree.
I do, too.
I mean, like you said, the worst part of it is it's you can't tell.
It's deceitful, yeah.
It's very deceitful. And
yeah.
So I know driving to work, the side brick roads were definitely slick. So just be cautious. And it is supposed to warm up throughout the day, hopefully. And so maybe if you have to be out or need to get out, maybe wait a little bit for it to warm up first.
Yeah. And if you can stay in the whole day, that's good, because they are calling for, like, freezing drizzle, freezing fog today, tonight, and in the morning. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have to get out, don't.
Yes.
I mean, nobody would have to tell me twice.
I know.
You know, twist my arm. Yeah, no, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't. And if you do have to get out on the roads, please check candrive.org first before you get out on the road and make sure those roads are in good shape. I've heard that eastern Kansas is really getting hit.
Yes. I saw a couple of posts this morning from here in Norton and then some in Phillipsburg. Mm-hmm. And Phillipsburg is saying they're even worse than we are.
Right.
And that's just 30 miles away.
Right. From what it just seems to be getting worse and worse the more east you go. So, yeah, take special cautions if you have to go anywhere east. Because they are still, you know, like in Kansas City and stuff, they still got snow and cold. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're getting a little bit warmer. They still got the cold weather.
Yes.
So just be careful. We want everyone to be safe. All right. That's about it for this morning. I'm ready to start trivia. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Trivia is brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. And why not? It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And it's so convenient. Download it and try it out. You'll love it. You can dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, if you don't want to have to get out and get groceries, or you don't want to have to get out and do anything at all today, and you don't want to have to cook and clean and all that kind of stuff, call Pizza Hut. They deliver from open to close. Have your dinner brought right to your house from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you do need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. If you need to pick it up between 11:30 and 3:30, that's our usual times we're not in the office, give us a call beforehand, and we would be glad to leave it for you. We do it all the time. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia question. You're going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from a Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so Johnny Carson is in my news. We'll do it at the end of the show today, so I'm going to ask a Johnny Carson question, okay?
Okay.
785.
Here's Johnny.
That's right, 785-877-3378. So Johnny Carson, the king of late night television, hosted his final episode of The Tonight Show on May 22nd, 1992, after a 30-year run. Who were his last and only two guests on his final show? Johnny Carson, the king of late night television, hosted his final episode of The Tonight Show on May 22nd, 1992, after a 30-year run. Who were his last and only two guests on his final show? No. I'll just stop you now.
Didn't even get the whole first name written down.
I want to know who his final two guests were on his final show. 785-877-3378. And while we wait for that, we are going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you. And no fig, that's not right. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Sue Hildebrand.
Okay, Sue, and who were his final two guests?
Robin Williams and Bette Midler.
Yes, ma'am.
I had one of them. I had Bette Midler.
You did have Bette Midler. That's excellent, Sue Hildebrand. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and playing along.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, so it was Robin Williams and Bette Midler. And I like this question because yesterday the question was about Bette Midler, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember this as clear as day. I remember watching it. Carson had invited special guests Robin Williams and Bette Midler to appear on the program. And in order to say goodbye to Johnny, Midler sang a slow and sweet version of the classic song, One for My Baby and One for the Road. It was an extremely emotional farewell, and both Carson and Midler ended up in tears. According to sources, Carson conducted about 22,000 interviews during his tenure and was seen by more people on more occasions than anyone else in U.S. television history. Awesome. Well, Sue knew the answer that got her a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. We're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Livestock side of the ledger today, still not anticipating any type of trade as far as the feedlots are concerned. But just keep an eye on it, though, because of the fact that the packer is pretty short bought after just a very slow week, very few numbers last week. What did trade in Kansas was at 173. We'll see if that presses their button any quicker to buy cattle this week. Not anticipated during the early part of the week, but to keep that in the back of your mind as far as where this market may or may not go. Now, as far as the grain market is concerned, the overnight trade ended up on the positive side of the ledger. We see that corn futures were up about 1 to 2 cents. Soybean futures up anywhere from about 8 to 9 cents, albeit almost 10 cents higher at one time. And wheat futures up about 3 cents overall in that market. So we'll wait and see if we're going to see any type of trade as far as where we go from there. Still keeping a close eye on what we're seeing weather-wise down in South America, specifically with some of the concerns about dryness really starting to cause some issues in the soybean crop down in South America. But that is something to keep an eye on as well. Now, one thing on the livestock side, we did see a higher box beef trade on Monday. I think still anticipating the same as it was up over $3 on Monday. Cash hog trade a little bit lower yesterday to start out the week. And that is an update on the markets. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Cattlemen, calving season will soon be here. Do you need better facilities to assist in the delivery of that calf? The Powder River Calving Pen is just the answer for successful management of that dystocia. The 10x10 pen includes a self-catch head gate and convenient 30-inch walk-through roll gate. Two split squeeze panels at the side and center of the pen are crucial for cesarean surgery or calf nursing assistance. Those gates swing 180 degrees completely out of the way for complete access in calving assistance. SureLatch closure allows easy handling and operation by one person. Panels and gates are constructed of 1.5-inch, 14-gauge square steel tubing with powder-coated paint. View this Powder River calving pen online at valleyvet.com or visit the Valley Vet store in Marysville. Valley Vet Supply. It's where neighbors become friends and friends become family.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday, January 23rd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. I am very good. I'm inside now.
Yes,
so
it's a good place to be right
yes.
now. Although it does, you know, I'm no meteorologist, but it does look, I can see further
okay
than I could this morning. So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Really good sign. So
we are definitely not meteorologists.
No.
So the fact that we can see further doesn't mean much as far as actual icy conditions, but the fog right. might be lifting.
We're kind of like your layman
yes.
meteorologists. Hey, I'm looking out the window.
Although and it's wet, so it's rainy.
Sometimes I feel like that's what they do too, but I digress. Okay. But yeah, it does look like it's clearing off a little bit, but I would still give it a little bit while longer to clear off. And like we said earlier, be very careful. You cannot see that ice that's on the sidewalks and stuff, just like the rocks out here. I texted Mandy and said, be very careful when you get out of your van because, you know, you'd be doing the splits.
Yeah, and I used to be able to, but not. I mean, I'd probably be able to get down, but I'm not getting back up.
Keep that cell phone close.
Oh, dear.
All right. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday party line. We don't have a whole lot of stuff to go over this morning. I do want to let you know that we will have a K-State game on tomorrow night. Starts at 7 o'clock for pregame. You can listen to that right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I would like to say a special happy birthday to Colin Robertson from the Allen kid.
You have to repeat one more time. Who is it for?
Helen Robinson.
Helen Robinson?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Susie Coe's mother.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, we want to wish Helen a great big happy birthday today.
Yep.
All right.
How's my
Hadley? He's doing wonderful. Actually, last night I told him that you called and said hello, and he said, well, make sure you tell her I said hi.
How's my scooter?
Ornery as ever.
When is it? Well, look at his gas.
Oh, I know. I know. It's definitely two peas in a pod.
Yeah, that apple went funk.
Hey, it's 55 degrees today in Golden, so. Gotta get out.
All right. Yeah, we're warming up here a little bit, too. So enjoy, and you have a great day, Jean.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Happy birthday to Helen. And that's how you do it. Well, I'm going to just let you know we are waiting on those birthday calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, give us a call. Let's get them on the birthday list. At the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please call us, 785-877-3378, because at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of our anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. And I'm always telling everybody, go on to Facebook, like and follow Garden Gate's page, because you can find out all the great stuff that's going on. They got some houseplants in. And you know, why not get a great start on getting some houseplants? Get that greenery inside, make you forget about that yucky weather outside.
It makes a room just so much brighter and better.
And
we have houseplants here at the radio station now, and it just makes us feel better.
It does. And, you know, like I said, bring the green inside and forget about that white stuff on the ground outside. And you can do that. Just stop in at Garden Gate. They have some. Check out their Facebook page. Like and follow them so you don't miss all these great things they have coming in. And look at some of those plants that they have pictures of. They have some beautiful plants. So stop in at Garden Gate today. Pick yourself out a beautiful houseplant. And also, don't forget, we got Valentine's Day coming up. Don't beat that last-minute shop. You can find a perfect gift at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And it's also sponsored by Click Your Heels Travel for our anniversary. Call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109. And you know, when you talk about travel, you always think it has to be way far away in some exotic place, but that's not the case. It could be domestic or international. It could be from here to Topeka. It doesn't matter. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered, and you have all sorts of reasons of why you need to travel. That doesn't matter either. Call Click Your Heels Travel today at 785-871-4109. And remember, at Click Your Heels Travel, they're there with you from beginning to end, and they don't charge you any extra fees. Call Click Your Heels Travel today for all your travel needs. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost something, found something, or you're in search of something, please call us at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. All sponsors of our show, and we sure do appreciate that sponsorship, and it's all because of our sponsors that we get to be here, so thank you very much. Reminders, do you have any today?
I do not.
Okay, my reminder today is for our, I'm going to run this page, for our Norton Library. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd. We'll start off with Mother Goose Moments at our Norton Public Library, where it's an interactive story time for babies through the age of two, and it's held at the library at 10:30 a.m. You take your little ones for some musical games, stories, and snacks. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I would like to wish Alyssa Gibson a happy birthday today.
Alyssa Gibson has a birthday today. All right.
Yes, she does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Alyssa. Okay, so we were talking about Mother Goose Moments at the library. That's at 10:30 this morning. And then the Gameplay Learn Club for Kids will be taking place from 3:45 to 4:45 today, where they can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and so much more from board games in their STEM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Wii, and Xbox 360 games to play. Now, this is a parental contract event. If you haven't already, stop in at the library and fill out that contract. It only takes a minute or two. And you need one for each child that'll be attending events at the library. Mother Goose Moments at 10:30 and Gameplay Learn Club for Kids will be from 3:45 to 4:45. You know, I've been giving out the library's phone number because with this crazy weather, sometimes they do have to close for safety or they can't have one of their events. So if you have any questions, please call our Norton Public Library at 785-877-2481. All right. Lucky Mandy gets the start today.
All right. Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. They have a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, and screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, and large and small appliances. I'll tell you more in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, this is Karen. I have got a wedding dress I would like to sell.
All right.
And it's in real good condition.
And what size?
I can't remember what size it is at all. I've got it in the trash bag trying to keep it halfway decent, halfway clean. I can't remember what size it is.
Okay, and the phone number?
785-202-2416.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We were talking about Cowpoke Supply. We always tell you and remind you that they also have everything you need for your winter weather. They have your outerwear. I always like saying this. And your underwear. And don't forget all of the things that you need in order to be safe out on the sidewalks and the streets, including your ice melt.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on Party Line.
Yeah, Parker Valling has a birthday today.
Parker Valling. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you can't find what you're looking for, they are more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you could dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. Every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, and we give our listeners a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply, and we do that by choosing a word. And then you listen to the rest of our morning Party Line show for Natalie or I to say the word and be the first caller, as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you will win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. We were talking about the weather and the icy conditions and the freezing fog and just you being overall careful, whether you're driving, whether you're walking. And so today's word, just so we can remind you continuously to be careful, our word is careful. So the next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, 877-3378.
All right. I'm going to talk about Kinsey Covington Realty. First, I want to let you know a little bit about Kinsey Untersher. She's a salesperson with Covenant Realty. She was born and raised right here in Norton. She grew up on her family-owned ranch, where she learned the importance of hard work, dedication, and small-town hospitality. She obtained her LPN license in 2018, and she owns and operates her own boutique in downtown Norton. Now, from there, she continued to pursue her career in real estate, and Kinsey loves spending her free time with her family and friends, as well as playing with her one-year-old son. She's a hometown girl, and she's got some beautiful homes to sell. I'm going to tell you about one of those in just a moment. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, say, I got a birthday for Parker Valling.
Parker Valling is celebrating a birthday today.
Yep, he's our grandson. We're proud of him, and we're hoping him a happy birthday today.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let me tell you about a property that is available at Kinsey Covenant Realty. Kinsey Untersher is the sales agent for. This is a country listing. It's five or more bedrooms. It has 3.5 bathrooms, open living concept, has a large kitchen and plenty of space for entertaining. This sits on approximately 75 acres of pasture right off of Sebelius Lake. And whether you like to hunt, fish, or just want that secluded country living with great views, you can call them today to schedule a tour. Call Kinsey at 785-202-2027. You can email Kinsey, UNTERSEHER, at gmail.com. And once again, you can call 785-202-2027 to ask about this property or others that are available. Call Kinsey today for all of your real estate needs.
Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your gift-giving needs in stock with new items arriving, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. Don't forget, Destination Kitchen is a perfect place to go and do some Valentine's shopping for your loved one. You know, it doesn't matter, boy or girl, man or woman, they all like doing things in the kitchen, and Destination Kitchen has what you need in order to make them feel like they are the next person. What is that, next best or next chef or that cooking show?
Next something.
Yeah. Well, you can make them feel like they're the top chef.
That's right.
And in your home with a gift from Destination Kitchen. Special out of the kitchen this week for Destination Kitchen. They are featuring their French dips for the special and their baked goods. They have raspberry cheesecake, red velvet cheesecake, triple chocolate cookie cake. I had to ask what that one was because I've never heard of them making one of those. And basically, it's a triple chocolate. They have a triple layer. They have a chocolate cake, chocolate frosting, and then they have chocolate cookies around the outside.
I'm sold.
There you go. Triple chocolate cookie cake. They also have their caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and of course, their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2 Monday through Saturday with all your favorite sandwiches. Don't forget their brick oven pizza and salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to congratulate the Norton Cheer team for placing third in the nation. A huge deal for the Norton community, the county, even the state of Kansas to place that high. We're so proud of them.
I wholeheartedly agree. We talked about that yesterday, just about all of the hard work and dedication that the kids put into that program. And it was also amazing to see the fans that followed them down. I believe that they got an award for their sideline section of cheer, too. And that just shows the amazing support that the program brings.
The support there was amazing.
Perfect. Well, I thank you for calling and congratulating them, and it was awesome to see.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Were you still going?
I was not. I was done.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. At our Norton Chamber of Commerce, I want to remind you about Dueling Pianos. That's going to be taking place on March 2nd. Sounds so far away, but January's about over already. Now, there's only a limited amount of tickets available. They've already started selling the tickets. They're $50 each. You can also get tables. You can get gold tables and silver tables that they still have available. They sold out of their platinum tables. And those are limited also. You want to make up your mind that you want to go, and you have to be a chamber member or an employee of a chamber member in order to purchase tickets. You can call the chamber office to get your tickets while the supplies last at 785-877-2501. They also have a raffle going on at our Norton Chamber of Commerce. The Norton Traveler and Tourism Raffle will be for 4 days and 3 nights on the Lake of the Ozarks, August 1st through the 4th of this year. It sounds like a great time. You can go in and get your tickets. They only have a total of 200 tickets available. So each ticket is $50 for a chance to win this great trip. Now, they want you to get your thinking caps on because they will be having an informative meeting coming up, and they're going to let us know all the things that they have planned in the future and contacts and all sorts of great information. So if you're a chamber member, you want to go to that meeting. It's taking place April 11th at 7 p.m. at the Norton Eagles. We thank our chamber for everything that they do for us, and you know, they are hiring also. So if you're looking for a great position, you can check in with the Norton Chamber of Commerce. Call today at 785-877-2501 or stop in and visit at the Norton Chamber. They're right here in Norton, right on State Street.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of anyone celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. And on Friday, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, you want to call and like this gentleman did, and just give a kudos, a shout out to the cheer team, a job well done, a thank you, give us a call, 877-3378. H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton invites you in to come and see their stock of what they have in their store. They have that new storefront downtown, and I was in there just the other day, and, you know, it changes every time you go in because they're getting new stock all the time. They have refrigerators. They have stoves. They have washers and dryers. They have microwaves. They have dishwashers, all in stock, and these are new appliances at Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. They may have an occasional dent or scratch, but that doesn't take away from the value of the appliance, and I guarantee that you are not going to pay brand new prices with H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. Go in and see what they can do for you if you're looking for a new appliance in your kitchen or in your laundry room. Let them know, and if they don't have what you're looking for, they can certainly look out and keep a watch on what they have. They have two storefronts, one in Colby and one in Norton, to be able to service your needs as far as your appliances go. If you are wanting to go and take a look, their hours in downtown are Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 to 1, and Saturday, 9 to 12. Just keep in mind that part of their service can sometimes include delivery. So if you get down to the store and they have a note on the door saying out for delivery, they do have a phone number. You can text 785-871-0048. Just let them know that you came down to look at their appliances and you'd like them to let you know when they are back at the store, and they can let you know and you can make your way back down. Or if you want to call ahead before heading down to the store, they do have a store number, 785-202-2812. H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. Go in and take a look and see what you can take home today.
I'm going to talk about lunch. Today for lunch at TNC Kitchen, their lunch buffet, they're going to be serving one of my very favorites, chicken and noodles with potato, vegetable, and a roll.
Perfect.
What a perfect meal today. And they plan this ahead of time. How'd they know? What a perfect meal for today, chicken and noodles with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for dinner with that pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Get there early. The chicken goes fast. All of their lunch buffets, Monday through Saturday, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. You don't ever have to miss out at TNC Kitchen either. Just call them at 785-877-3511 and get your order to go. Remember, their pie of the week this week is from Arkansas. It's possum pie. No actual possums were harmed in the process of making this pie, but it's a chocolate layer pie. That sounds delicious. I love possums. I want a pet possum.
You want a pet possum?
Yes.
I just like their little claw, their little hands.
I want a pet possum. And, you know, they're supposed to be really good at getting rid of bugs. They don't have rabies. I love possums. But anyway, there's not one in this pie.
There's
thank
not.
Thank goodness, because that makes we me
promise.
Feel a lot better loving possums the way I do. It's just a chocolate pie. And anything that says chocolate in it, it's going to be good, right? Yummy.
It looks amazing.
Delicious. Yeah, check out TNC Kitchen's Facebook page. They have a wonderful picture of a perfect looking pie from Arkansas. It's called a possum pie. You can enjoy this pie and a delicious lunch. Chicken and noodles is on their lunch buffet today at TNC Kitchen. Stop in and enjoy. Call them for your to-go orders at 785-877-3511. All right, time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop in at Kansas Land Tire for your tires. Of course, they're our local Goodyear dealer. They know tires. They're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. Call them today at 785-877-5181 at Kansas Land Tire.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, January 23rd, 1845, the U.S. Congress decided all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. In 1849, English-born Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman in America to receive a medical degree. It was from the medical institution in Geneva, New York. In 1907, Charles Curtis of Kansas began serving in the United States Senate. He was the first American Indian to become a U.S. Senator. He resigned in March of 1929 to become U.S. President Herbert Hoover's vice president. In 1964, ratification of the 24th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was completed. This amendment eliminated the poll tax in federal elections. In 1968, North Korea seized the U.S. Navy ship Pueblo, charging it had intruded into the nation's territorial waters on a spying mission. The crew was released 11 months later. In 1971, in Prospect Creek Camp, Alaska, the lowest temperature ever recorded in the United States was reported as minus 80 degrees. In 1973, U.S. President Nixon announced that an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War. 1974, Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells opened the credits of the movie The Exorcist. In 1975, Barney Miller made his debut on ABC. 1977, the TV miniseries Roots began airing on ABC. The show was based on the Alex Haley novel. 1983, The A-Team debuted on TV. In 2002, John Walker Lind returned to the U.S. under FBI custody. Lind was charged with conspiring to kill U.S. citizens, providing support to terrorists, and engaging in prohibited transactions with the Taliban while a member of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization in Afghanistan. And finally, on this day, January 23rd, 2017, in Bel Air, Los Angeles, the most expensive house known as the Billionaire in the United States went on the market at $250 million. It eventually sold for $94 million.
That's
so was it
quite
still the most expensive house?
I mean,
I can put my house up for $1 million
yeah,
for sale. Would
say
it?
It's the most expensive.
Then
house.
It would be the most, but then it would only sell for, you know, $50,000.
I know. I was going to say somebody hand me a five, and it'd be like, well, at least it was listed.
It was listed. It was. Yeah. It was at one point listed.
That's
as
a good
the,
question, but I don't think that the 95 is any kind of a record.
94 million. 94. I don't know.
I don't know. Anything to get bragging rights, right?
I guess.
January 23rd, it's National Handwriting Day. What a lost art. I have a niece who, I wrote her a handwritten note, and she looked at me and said, can you tell me what this says?
I know.
It's sad.
It is.
She really, and she wasn't, she was serious. She could not, she said, I could pick out a word or two, because they're, yeah. Handwriting, it's so beautiful.
It is. I always write in cursive.
Me too.
All the time.
Me too. And it's so much faster, too. It's also National Pie Day. Hey, what a great, and it's P-I-E. What a great day to stop in at TNC Kitchen and try out that Arkansas pie, the possum pie. Today in Music, in 1986, the first annual induction ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was held in New York City. In 1989, James Brown was sentenced in Georgia to 6 years in jail in connection with the police chase through two states. In 1997, the movie Spice World was released in the United States. Were you a Spice Girls girl?
I liked some of their songs. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I was like a Spice Girl fan, but I do like their songs.
I remember when the Dolls came out.
I never got them.
Oh, my sister, they came to visit us in Russell, and they went to we had to go to four different places to try to find one specific Spice Girl doll. Yeah. My sister's a lot nicer than I am. In 2002, EMI announced that it would pay Mariah Carey $28 million to end their association, which was planned to last for several albums and estimated at $100 million. In sports, in 1879, the National Archery Association was organized in Crawfordsville, Indiana. It's a cool town. 1944, the Detroit Red Wings set a record for the most goals, most consecutive goals, and most points in a game. The Red Wings beat the New York Rangers 15-0 and had a total of 37 assists. 15-0 in a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
In 1982, Diana Ross performed the U.S. national anthem at Super Bowl 16. In 1998, at the Quaker State Open, Bob Benoit won a $100,000 bonus and became the first bowler to win a televised tournament by rolling a perfect 300 game. In 2002, the NHL fined Theo Fury with the New York Rangers $1,000 for making an obscene gesture to fans after a game the night before. Happy birthday today to Rutger Hauer, born in 1944. He is from the movie Blade Runner and Hitcher. Have you ever seen Hitcher?
No.
Oh, that was such a good movie. Scary. Princess Caroline was born in 1957, the oldest daughter of Monaco's Princess Grace. Chelsea B. Sullenberger, you know who that is.
I'm sure I probably do.
He was born in 1951. He's the pilot who landed flight 1549 in the Hudson River. He's Sully.
Sully.
And Tiffany Thiessen was born in the state in 1974, co-star of TV Saved by the Bell. Never saw that show.
She's also on White Collar.
Is that a current show?
No, it's no longer on the
current
air, but it is more current. Yeah. Yeah.
And were you a Saved by the Bell girl?
I was.
Yeah. I've never seen the show.
You've never seen Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, that was kind of out of my... Yeah.
Oh, you would like White Collar, I imagine, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
People that died today, Johnny Carson died on this date in 2005, the longtime host of TV's The Tonight Show. Salvador Dali died in 1989, the surrealist artist with a curly mustache. Bob Keeshan died in 2004. Do you know who Bob Keeshan was?
Not by name.
TV's Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, I know that name.
And Larry King died in 2021. He was the suspender-clad chat show host on CNN. And Jack LaLanne died in 2011, the man that people thought was never going to leave us ever, the host of the 1950s fitness show, The Jack LaLanne Show. My mom watched that all the time.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Marissa Maddie and Marty Ryan Carlin.
All right. And how many do we have called in?
We have three called
awesome.
In.
Awesome. We love that. We love those phone calls, don't we? Okay. There's three for you to shake, shake, shake. Isn't there a Taylor Swift song? Something about shake or something?
Yeah, shake it off.
Oh, okay.
Shake
yeah,
it
that's
off.
Right.
You've got to be careful about talking about Taylor Swift these days. Some people
it was
get...
nice.
Huh?
It was nice.
It was. All right. Number two. Parker Valling.
Parker, happy birthday. Parker had a couple calls this morning, and that got him a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. We have a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hey, Matt, I believe it was Mandy said careful.
I did. And who is this?
Gerald Sear.
All right, Gerald, you've just won yourself a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. You can pick that up here during our regular business hours.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
thank you.
Gerald. Bye-bye. I'm ashamed that our listeners listen better than I do because I did not hear you say that.
I did. You got to be careful talking about Taylor Swift these days.
Oh, that's why you said that.
I did.
Say, I didn't say nothing bad. Why are you saying that? Oh, I get it.
No, you do. It's okay.
Seconds
it's
later,
right.
But that's kind of me.
It's all right. We're good.
Okay.
You've eventually got it.
I did.
After being explained.
Being told.
All right. Yes, Parker Valling was our winner for our birthday cookie. Recapping our phone calls, we have someone that has a wedding dress for sale. It's in good condition, 202-2416. We had someone call in and want to give a shout-out and congratulations to the cheer team who took third place in the national competition down in Dallas. Happy birthday wishes going out to Helen Robinson, Alyssa Gibson, and Parker Valling.
Did you do the calendar?
I did.
Okay. Must not have been very many on there, huh?
You were listening right away.
Was that before or after you said, careful? I do listen, honest. All right. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you also very much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here, and I get to be with Mandy every day.
Yes. We love each other.
We do. All right. Hey, I think that's about it for today, Mandy. You done?
Yes.
All right.
I do, you know, real quick, we have time, right? Yep, we have a little bit of time. I do want to give a sneak, you know, we love to tease our listeners, and I want to give a sneak peek of what we have coming up the beginning of February.
Busy.
Yeah. We're going to be real busy the first couple of weeks of February. Marvin's been busy out and about getting our sponsors because we are doing two giveaways simultaneously. Starting the 1st of February, the February 1st, we're going to be having our Super Bowl sounder giveaway where we give away our Super Bowl party to a lucky listener who listens for our Super Bowl sounder. Everybody knows what that sounds like. And by the end of the 2 weeks that we do the sounder, everybody's tired of the sounder. But it's fun because we're going to give away a Super Bowl party to a lucky listener. And we're also going to be doing our Valentine's Day gift date night giveaway. And we'll let you know more details on that because that is a registration one where you go into our participating sponsor locations to get registered for our date night giveaway. And we got a lot of great prizes to include on that date night. So you can tune in and listen for more details as we get closer. And those giveaways, the Super Bowl party and our date night giveaway, will both start February 1st.
Busy. I told you.
Busy.
But fun.
It is always fun. We love giving stuff away.
I'm almost bummed that they're so close together because we love so much giving things away that it's going to be bam, bam, and then thank you, ma'am. It's going to be over.
I know. It's been weird since, I don't know when the Super Bowl got so late.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could have swore that used to be in January, but this year the Super Bowl is February 11th.
It was in January because I had it pop on my memories the other day.
Yeah, and so, but we want to make sure that we give enough time for the registration sounder, and so that'll be February 1st, and then we've, of course, got to give away our date night for Valentine's.
It's like to promote love, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
The love month.
Love's
and so what day is February? Let's see. Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday, and so we will start registration on February 1st, and we will give away that date night on Valentine's Day.
All right. Fun. I can't wait. And that all starts February 1st, so be sure to look out for the registration boxes that'll be around town and listen close for that sounder.
Super Bowl Sunday. Giving you a preview.
I know. I'll be singing it in the shower again. I do.
It'll be in your dreams.
Last year she said,
I woke up from a dream and it was in my dream.
Yeah, and you know, because it's so boring in the shower, you know, shaving your legs or whatever until you realize you're humming the Super Bowl Sunday song from work. That's pretty sad.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Now you're going to start me early.
Stop. Legs.
I have a couple of weeks where I have to start doing that. About a week and a half, actually.
Yeah. But I wanted to give a heads up to let our listeners know to be, you know, listening and participating for those
awesome
giveaways.
You're so much fun. All right. Thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. And again, that fog has lifted a lot, but that doesn't mean it's still not slick outside. So be really careful when you're out walking around, driving around anywhere, because, you know, like we said earlier, it's really, really hard to see that layer of slick. So, take Jean's advice, walk like a penguin, be very careful, and hope everybody has a great day today. And in the meantime, don't forget about us tomorrow, same time, same place for Party Line.